Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Oh, my goodness. We are back. It has been a while. This is Thank Me Later, the podcast. It feels crazy being back.
Yeah,
I'm glad to be back. I feel really good. As always, it's me, good-looking Lee. I have Zoe to my right.
Yeah.
How was your holiday season?
It was good. It was good.
Yeah? Everything you expected?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
It was good. That's good. Can't complain. How was yours?
Amazing. Yeah. It's weird to be back in New York, but it was amazing. It was like, I knew I was going to be in New York for the holidays, though, but it was just like, damn, I'm here. Christmas was good. The snow was blowing mine.
And Christmas was good, though. It held out. It held out.
It was supposed to snow on Christmas.
I'm glad it didn't snow on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Because that would have been a dub.
Facts.
I'd have been shoveling. Oh, God.
Was it snow on the ground that day?
No.
Wow.
No. It was nice, too.
Shit got real fast.
Yo, that shit hit like
real fast. Yeah, New Year's was great. You look good on New Year's. Yo, Zoe had on a robe and Timberland boots.
Crush red fleece.
Ralph. My son had on a robe and Timberland boots. It don't get more New York than that. I applaud you.
In my
you
crib.
You was looking good. Like you know.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Time out. I did not introduce you. You are not on the show.
You are not yet. You can't be
talking. Like, you're not in the room.
You should have muted my mic, my man.
Might as well get into it.
Right. We are here with New York Times, Miss New York Times. You're a vocal coach, correct?
A writer.
I thought you said you was a vocal. Nah. I'm sorry. You did say a ghostwriter, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I've done vocal arrangements.
Nice. That's what you said. I know you did something about vocal. Can you sing?
Yeah, I can't teach you how to sing, but I can teach you how to construct a song properly.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Nice. That's so underrated.
That's what's
yo.
Up. That's the. I was like, damn. I wonder if she sing because she a vocal coach.
Nah, we don't be doing that. If you a vocal coach, you better be able to sing. Like, what you mean?
Somebody told me to ask that, but I was like, I was already gonna ask because I always wanted to know. Like,
yeah, if you a vocal coach, you definitely have to be able to
so
sing.
You do have
yeah,
to sing.
You gotta have range, you gotta be able to control. Like, you can't teach that if you can't do it.
No, facts. So what, first of all, go ahead, say what's up to the people, man. Say what's up.
What's up, y'all? I'm too far, you can't hear me over there. How y'all doing?
Good. Like, I ain't gonna answer
like
back.
Somebody was gonna be like, I'm good.
They out here actually on my live.
Hey, shout out to the live. You heard? Shout out to the live.
Tell the listeners, you know, who you are, what you do, you know, your track record. What's up?
Yeah.
I go by Miss New York Times. My name is Erica Ortiz, though. I've got credits on songs all about. Got a Grammy back in 2011. I've got credits on Carrie Hilson, Chris Brown, Britney Spears.
Wow.
So it's more than I can name,
wow,
man. I've been in the business for like 10 years. So.
Oh, that's congratulations. What's up. Congratulations.
That is what's up.
You're looking at Black excellence, not just when you look
that's
at me.
A fucking fact. especially, you know what? I've been serious, but
no,
I see this is how we do it.
Please be serious.
I am mad at the plug, though.
Please be serious. Please.
That's my fucking job. But I definitely want to get more into that because you said you're a ghostwriter. And I just had like a whole rant and pretty much I was talking about just like females in the industry and stuff because I do music as well. And I'm a songwriter. Like,
oh,
that's what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do and, you know, trying to grow in my own lane and everything like that. So could you explain to the people the difference between like what it really means to be like a ghostwriter? And then also, you know how people always say, oh, when a female comes out, or, you know, pretty much when people come out, they say, oh, well, you didn't write your own raps, you know, like with the whole Drake thing. Like, can you tell these people
well,
how
no
the game
one
really works?
Writes their
like,
own.
Right. Can you please, can you explain to the people how the game
wait,
really
nobody
works?
Nobody writes their shit?
Let me, can you explain
you
to the people?
You write some of your stuff. Like, I can't take that away. Like, a lot of artists that I work with, that I like to work with now that I've been doing it for a while, they tend to, you know, they write too. But as an artist, if you wrote every single thing yourself, everything would sound the same. With that being said, it's not taking anything from you, but it's just like, you know, if you play ball, you still got a coach, you know, like, so it's to answer your question, though, the difference between a ghostwriter and a songwriter is pretty much credits. You get hush money. As a ghostwriter, they pay you a little more to not, you know, get your credits. It's still in your catalog, so people in the industry can tell it's you, but you, right. As a consumer, you wouldn't see the name there.
Right.
So that's why when I write, I tend to do the ghostwriter write to get more money, but then I will get my credits as the vocal arranger so I can still get my name out there and get my money. So.
Right. Which I think that's so important to understand, because I feel like the, especially within the music industry and all industries, but especially the music one, because I guess we're more, you know, as a people, we're more in tune with it. It's like there's a facade that, like, it just happens. Like, this person just goes in a studio and they're the best, you know, at what they, and they just go in there and they're a genius. And if it's not exactly that, then it's somehow less than. And it's like,
and
it's important,
it
right? It's more, it's important for people to understand, like, there's a lot of chefs in that kitchen. Like, if you make a drop at the end of a track, like, you get executive producer.
Oh,
you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? Like,
which
like
is why I don't let people bring their entourage with me.
I'm in the studio, me and the engineer. Like, right. That's it. Like, I don't want nobody. But people don't understand that it really is a team. So, like, you know, back in the days where you had CDs and you look on the back and there's that paragraph on the bottom, the real fine print. But nobody, you know what I'm saying? They
exactly.
get their money on a hush-hush.
And everybody's getting credit, too. Like, the, you know, the engineers and...
Right. Producers.
Like you said, like, if you sneeze in there, you got credit. Like, you
exactly.
move a fader. If you say, nah, don't say nah, say no.
Right.
Then
you get credit.
And
like,
then when you get a Grammy, you get a Grammy. Like,
exactly,
that's just how it goes. So
exactly.
it's just like, everybody, if your hand is in the pot, you're going to eat.
Right.
So
I ain't going to front. I want to do a skit on one of your EPs.
You definitely... You are. It got to be like Kanye. Like, it got to be
OD.
Like Broke by Broke. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
It got to be like that kind of thing.
Definitely.
Right.
Like, I want like to be in that environment. I want to be like in the bando with like Popeyes.
In the bando.
And like,
where are you
and,
from?
Like, Brooklyn,
like, right?
You from Brooklyn? You talking
definitely
about the bando?
From Brooklyn. You know, best
a
I do or die
in the residual in the residential area. So.
I don't know. I grew up in Brooklyn and Williamsburg. I ain't had no bando.
Yeah, what part of Williamsburg?
I grew up on Graham.
Wow. Yeah. You're not far. I'm right off the J. You know, I was about to tell you my stop, but people be looking for me, you know? I'm important now.
Well,
I'm
I can tell them where I go back because I don't live there now.
You know what I'm saying? They don't be looking for me for no beef. They want to take pictures and stuff. I'm important.
Oh, okay.
Yo, I love this energy.
Hey, be humble. Be humble.
Yeah. Nah,
you better take
the
pictures.
Nah, she been humble for forever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's my nigga
humble,
for real.
You know what I'm
so.
Saying? I've been humble.
She been humble.
I can't
so
always take these pictures.
I'm loving this energy.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you gotta take all the pictures.
I'm gonna take all the pictures. I'll be late over pictures. I remember, yo, one time I went on a school trip, right? And I wasn't supposed to go. I low key forged the signature, right? And OD low key forged it, right? And they went to 106 in Park. Listen, man, I did it. I did it. We was going to 106 in Park, and I was not gonna miss that. And my godmoms was working there, so I was kind of shook. Like, you know what? She ain't gonna tell. Whatever. I trust her. She wasn't there that day, thank God. But I forged the signature, and they tell you to take off everything with a logo. I had a hat. The cap was flipped up. It said Geek on it. I was like, I ain't taking this off. Somebody going to see me, right? And they tell you when to stand up and clap. I stood up with my hat on, and I was coming home from the train station. Somebody was like, it was like 2 weeks later, and somebody was like, yo, you be on 106? I'm like, yeah.
You
got to
be on there all the time.
Yeah.
You got low-key be on there.
Be on there. Yo, it was one time, yo. And like for like 2 months, people was like, yo, you shorty from 106, right, with the hat. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to chill today, though. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I'm over here.
Yeah,
trying to just
you know, I've been
life.
Humble my whole
I
life.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? I've been humble. It's time. It's time for them to know. So, you know, let's get into it. Let's do, you know, the little recap. You know, it is, we 7 days into the new year. You know, I hope y'all new year is going good. I hope, you know, I'm not going to say I hope you set a resolution. I hope you just got some goals that you're working on.
No, definitely.
I wanted to bring in... you know, a little segment, Stop That Shit. You know, shit that we supposed to leave in last year. You know, things like, I don't like when women write on, like, Facebook, and instead of saying, like, it's, they say is. You know
with
what I'm saying?
G?
No, like, is, like, is. Instead of it, apostrophe s, I've seen women, like, is. Like, it's a cold morning. Like,
nah.
Is like, a cold morning.
Right?
Nah, not even the ISSA. Not ISSA.
No.
I'm talking about is. Like, IS.
No.
They're
not
using T's anymore.
I'm a songwriter, so I'm like, wait, what are you talking about?
They're not using T's anymore. They're using is. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. See, Facebook is a world that I can't.
And that's why I really don't be using it, because I'm like, grammar bothers me. It turns me
off. Is a cold winner?
Is a cold winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm confused. You could have even said ISSA.
Like, well, I'm glad none of my Facebook friends speak I don't, as such. Because,
I do not. Yeah, yeah. She's low-key about will, to be deleted.
I will come for you. I will comment what?
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't
right
catch
saying?
That.
What else should we have left in 2017?
Let's see. I don't know. You got to come back to me. I got to think about a good
anything?
One. Anything? Something we should leave in 2017.
I mean, all the negativity. There's a lot of haters.
Facts.
Like,
oh, facts.
I just feel like, you know, that's still 2016, honestly. Like, get you some goals, like you said, and you shouldn't be worried about
you
nobody
still
else doing.
Stop that shit.
Right, like, you shouldn't even be bothered by what anyone else is doing if you're doing your thing.
That's a fact. That's people a be fact. Counting other people's pockets. Right. It's weird to me. It's weird, because how
mind
you got
your
time?
Business.
How do you have time to count their pockets and
seriously.
Yours?
Not for real, though. Mind your business. Like, now, it's mind your business all 2018, because... That is crazy. No, in anything. Like you guys said, like, counting pockets. Like, don't worry about what I got on. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about I'm going here, eating the hair. Don't
That's
worry
my
about
thing.
It.
Don't worry about where I be.
Don't worry who I be
oh,
with.
Man.
Don't
Somebody
worry about it.
Writing stuff on my Instagram like, ooh. Oh, you travel more than the president. I'm like,
mind your business.
Right. Like, what you,
looks
what
like
am
you
I,
need to get out more.
What am I supposed to say to that? Like,
looks like you need to get out more. That's
right. And I don't even
like.
Post every time I go somewhere. So I could imagine, like, what? I don't know what to say to that.
Hey, but that's crazy. I just was saying earlier, I'm in that weird space. Like, people see me and like, oh, you looking good. You look like you got it. And like, I'm humble, but shit, I do got it.
Yo, my dude just got me for $10, man. I pulled up. I didn't realize I was in my car. I didn't realize I had the money. And you know, like when you leave a bank and somebody opened the door for you and they're like, ooh,
facts.
I know you just left. And you like, damn, I don't want to give you a big bill. So I had the 20s right here. So he was like, yo, what up? He was like, yo, Zoe, you got $20 to the mall.
You should have said
And
no.
I'm like, I got 10, though. He is
oh,
10, so
oh,
I already got 10.
That, man.
It's all right, though. You know, I believe in, like, you know, good karma and stuff
of
like
course,
that.
Of
like,
course.
He obviously needed it more than me, like, if he asking. If somebody asking you for some bread, like, on something, yo, let me, then you, listen, here, I could afford to lose $10.
That is such a black person thing. Black people don't talk. They speak in sound.
They're like, you know what I'm saying? I don't say it, but you know
what
I'm saying.
That is crazy. You're a great person.
Yeah,
I believe in paying
are,
it forward.
You know,
I believe in helping
that.
People, and I still would have said no. So
exactly, you know, I'm with you. Like, I volunteer.
2018,
I donate,
stop that
I,
shit.
I do what
it
I do.
Come
like,
back. It come back. But, everything come back.
Course,
good karma.
Of course, definitely.
Good karma. We leaving bad karma. We leaving bad karma.
Definitely.
In
we leaving bad.
We leaving
all of that shit.
We leaving
bad
spiteful
skin.
Stuff. Oh, bad skin. We leaving bad skin. You should have learned to drink water by now. You
right.
should be an amphibian.
Right.
You need to learn how to.
Bad cuticles. Get your goddamn nails done in the winter. I'm tired of it.
Oh, wait.
I'm sick of
no,
it.
No, wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
New growth on your pinky nail.
You know what I'm saying? You're saying? Bad weaves and all that. I'm off that. Stop that shit.
Ooh, nap that. In the back. We leaving that in 2017, oh. Yo, girls. If you haven't got a good wig
wow.
brush yet, just give up.
Wow.
Just you might as well go the natural route, because at least you have an excuse why that shit's sticking up. You feel what I'm saying? So,
yo, no funny, son. The
bad
wig with
out.
The bad edges, it's over. It's done. I don't want to see it no more. Like, no more Lee. Yo, don't you got a podcast? Yeah, you don't have good edges.
You
that's
go.
It. Nah, I'm not helping
oh,
you. I don't
no.
want to help you. That's that. You know what I'm saying?
Lee is so reckless. Whenever we get into these kind of things, like, she just takes it there and starts like,
let me lean back and let you just say
that. She just takes it there. Like, this is
I'm
really
passionate about
talking.
This shit.
Like,
yeah.
This is so crazy. Like, it's so.
If that's why I feel so good to be in the studio, man. Like, it just feels like I found my calling. I found my purpose. You know what I'm saying? I know that this is what I'm supposed to do and you who I'm supposed to do it with. I know I be getting on Zoe nerves. I be bugging her, bro. Make sure you here. Don't be late. Listen, what are you doing? Yeah, be here. Yeah,
yo,
all of that. I don't
to
care.
Be, yo, and this is an absolute fact. And you don't stop me on this because you know it's true. I'm a very punctual person with every single person but her. She's the only person that's more punctual
if
than me.
I,
so of course I'm late every time. Like, I be like, fuck. Like, everybody else, I'm waiting there. Like.
Yeah, that's fact.
I don't know how you was like, she was in my inbox every day.
Yeah,
to come in 15 minutes
yeah, of course.
Early. Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Yeah, of course.
10 to 15 minutes
yeah,
early.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I'm gonna
she
bug
was
you.
On it.
I don't care.
But yeah. I was on time. I just didn't know what corner it was.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you that. I don't care.
But I caught. Yeah, I told that.
Definitely,
but I'm on
me.
Time though.
Yeah, she definitely said that on the phone. I'm kind of lost, but I'm on time. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a job. It's like, hey, listen, I'm down the block.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Clock me in,
and I appreciate that.
No shame. There.
You know what I'm saying? For real, I appreciate that. I'm very punctual. I was raised that way. But let's get into it. So where you from?
Originally Brooklyn.
originally? You got a little accent. You not Southern?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Not Southern. Not oh, okay. Southern. Military brat though, so I've lived. Oh, okay. So you my, yeah, my father's a Marine, so yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's what's up. I was actually training to be a Marine. Yeah, yeah, I was. That's why I lost all that weight initially, and I wanted to fit my suit for graduation. And then every time it was time for me to go, something like independently came up, like my photography took off, or I got the chance to move, and I was like, "Y'all ain't gonna be yelling at me anyway, so I'm out."
Right.
Like,
it wasn't meant for
but
it
I definitely was training to be a Marine. I did it about 3 times. I did ROTC in high school. Yeah, I was. I always wanted to be a Marine, and you know, now I'm just if they do like a little Marine game, I'm gonna just play the game. It's never gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm busy.
Life is not for me.
So yeah. How the military brat how. Did you get from that? Like, take us from your journey from that, and what inspired you to become who you are today? Like, what transition?
Wow.
You wasn't expecting a deep-ass question.
I was not.
We ain't dumb.
We play around a lot, but we get down to the nitty-gritty.
You mean as far as professionally or just...
I want to know everything.
So we'll focus. We'll take them on a journey. So let's start at the beginning. So, like, your identity and within yourself. Like, how did you... What inspired you? Like, how did you come up with you? You know, like, how, like,
who
what
is Miss New York
who
Times?
Who are you? You know, like, what?
How did you become that person?
Yeah.
Like you said, like, life. I mean, yeah, like, my father is a Marine, so we moved around a lot. I've lived in San Diego, I've lived in Maryland. Now he's in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Shout out to Fayetteville. I went to school over there.
Yeah, I went to college in the South.
What school?
Middle Tennessee State University.
Ooh, that's a lot of words.
Yeah, a lot of words. Go Raiders. but no, I didn't stay there. I was hopping around trying to figure out who I was. So I ended up graduating from NYU. But
ooh, nice. Yeah, my mom works there.
That's what's up. Go Violets.
My mom.
My mom.
Just... Honestly, like, as far as professionally, that came around from personal. I had, you know, my cousin, he worked for Def Jam. He was a VP A&R. He passed away in 2006, but he kind of showed me.
God bless that.
Definitely. He kind of showed me the ropes. Like, so a lot of doors that probably wouldn't have been opened were opened because of him. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I still had to still get in there and show and prove because right, at the same time, that works against you. You're like, oh, you think you're going to walk in here because right.
It may get you the interview, but it don't get you the job.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that just made me work harder. I was extremely shy until I went to college in Tennessee. And the people down there, they're a different breed. different breed of people, definitely.
You ever heard of Tennessee Wesleyan?
I have
the
not.
School? Yeah, shout out to them. I play lacrosse. I went to school outside of Fayetteville, Laurinburg, North Carolina.
Lacrosse, are you kind of strong?
Not kind of. Respect me. I'm not kind of strong. Respect me. I am strong.
She worked for this.
You
again,
know what I'm saying?
All 2018.
Yeah, you know,
no
humble. Believe me.
I'll let you have it.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, though. Those girls, you're right. They are different, you know. At first, you know, the first 2 games we played, wanted to fight every single one of them. We made it to Nationals in Nashville? No? It was somewhere, right? We made it to Nationals and realized, you know, I don't want to fight you because you're a bad person. I want to fight you because I'm a good athlete and I'm competitive, you know. But you're right. Meeting them offhand, I was like, y'all don't understand. I'm from Brooklyn. I don't back down. Like,
right.
You're not going to win this one. Like, I don't care about your size.
Too, like.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And then, you know, every white group got that one black friend. And they like, look, we do like black people. You don't understand. I'll beat her up, too. Like,
but see, that's the thing, though. I don't know the part of Tennessee you were at, but in Murfreesboro, they are really segregated. Like, the white people and the black people are just as racist as the white people down there. Mm. So that was a little strange for me. Like, they were literally like, don't speak to your roommate racist. Like, you live with this person. What do you mean you don't speak to them? Like,
so if somebody ate your Doritos, you're not going to say nothing?
That's the thing. No one was crazy enough to Doritos, take that route. Because right? Like, they know how far it could go just be off the strength of what you look like.
That's crazy.
So that was definitely.
Especially if you being from the North, like.
Yeah, you see me, and I'm speaking to everybody. Like, oh, you know, I'm cool. Right, because my friends from Memphis, they looking at me like.
I don't speak that language. Yeah,
now, if we could go anywhere and everyone, oh, you from New York?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I do not speak that friendly language. You know.
That's why I'm here. Don't worry. I make all the introductions.
I always tell people, that's the friendly one. Don't look at me.
Be like, Lee. And then she,
oh, but no one talks to me.
No, my thing is all about networking. No, that's the whole thing. Like, you know, where I went at MTSU, you know, they had a music program. So that would have been stupid for me to get there and be all antisocial. It's like, I know, you know, we all competing to be in this music program. We're all trying to make it somewhere.
Yeah, you in
like
Tennessee,
some of,
so that's
yeah,
Nashville.
Like some of my closest friends, like my friend PJ, she's on Atlantic Records. Like that was like my good close friend from college. So it's like we all pretty much were going somewhere and went somewhere. Mm-hmm. My boy Justin, he works for Universal. So that's what I'm saying. Like that would not have been a smart move to get down there and be
right.
on your hermit. That's not the place. not in college. That's not the move.
All right. So you got a cousin that worked, open the doors for you. So what happens next after you get an interview?
You got the interview.
Yeah.
Where'd you start?
I was still in college.
Okay.
So there was that. And my mother didn't want me anywhere near music. So there was the hiding, which hence the hopping around
mm-hmm.
schools.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So it was like trying to get far away from Ma so we could do what we really do. I was supposed to be pre-law. Had to switch that up. Then when I got to Tennessee, they didn't accept all my credits like they told me they would. So that's how I ended up back in New York. I'm like, I'm not going to be
right,
a super senior. You know, like,
spend money that I don't
exactly.
need
exactly. Like, my parents are already upset about paying the out-of-state tuition. So that wasn't a good look. So I came back to New York, and yeah, from there I met my mentor. I don't really want
to
name drop her, but she kind of held my hand. It was like I got myself in a situation that I didn't want to be in. I signed to her label, which was under another label as a rapper, and then decided I didn't want to be a rapper when they started to
yikes.
Make me look like a girl.
Right.
like,
oh,
you know,
oh,
they curling my dreads and, you know, putting foundation on me. And I'm like, all right, nah, this is not what I want to do.
Right.
So her being the person she is, she ended up guiding me into the songwriting. She's just like, well, look, you owe me 4 albums, so figure it out. And from there, I started writing on her album. I ended up playing the drums on her album. That was my first album credits. And then that's how I discovered that I can write music.
Mm.
And then from the rest was pretty much history.
Nah, fuck that. It ain't
off.
History. You say you got
it
a Grammy.
Off.
I want to know how you got a Grammy. Who you got a Grammy from?
Oh, that was Chris Brown's album.
Chris Brown's album, which one?
Fame. Yeah.
Nice. We
were
having a debate about
Fame, yeah.
which Chris
Brown
was
about.
Yeah, which one was the best. What you
well, of
what
course, I'm
going
to say that's the best.
What song you worked on Fame? We worked
I
on
did,
a lot of them.
I did a few songs. I did
wow,
Rock, Paper, Scissor. I did vocal arrangements
ooh,
on
like
She Ain't You.
That's
okay.
what's up.
Nice. I've done too many albums to think of everybody's
right.
track list, but
no, we're not asking. We're
yeah.
just trying to get the people like
but,
the legitimacy.
I done
like,
good, boy. I done good.
but,
I done good bringing you here. Yeah.
Facts, we're going
to yeah.
oh, yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Man.
You got
I
my information
good.
And stuff. But, you know, the industry is just about, you know, what you... You know how what you did last. They don't really care about my Grammy. It's
right,
what have you
right,
done
right.
for me lately? So lately, my last project I worked on Rihanna's Anti. So that was the last thing I did. But
that's what's up.
I'm really trying to pull away from the songwriting. And,
where are you trying to go?
I've been DJing. I'm having fun with that.
Nice.
Like I was telling you, I wrote a web series, so I'm casting for that right now. I'm just trying to have fun. Like
what kind of web series is it?
It's about, you know, people in the industry, some people on the come up, but it happens to be a lesbian cast.
Okay.
Except for one. My friend Kia is not a lesbian. I got to put that out there because she has a huge following and I don't want her million YouTube followers turning on her. She is the notorious KIA. She's not a lesbian, okay? She's just doing a friend a favor. But she don't have no gay scenes either. So,
so it's.
Let me
it's
audition. She's going to have a gay scene.
I'm about to audition.
Oh, you must have saw her Instagram.
Nah, I ain't even checked. But where the auditions at? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to step up in life. I'm trying to be a web series dyke. because I recently lost.
But see, that's the thing. I don't want this to be like your average gay
right,
web series.
Which is why
it's,
I was
that's
about
why
to
it's,
ask
called, it's
like,
called the come up. It's
okay.
literally about people trying to make it. I can't say it's all musicians. There is a rapper. My character is a DJ. One of them is a model, but one is like an entertainment lawyer. So that's why it's like it's not really all music, but it is just people trying to make it, trying to, you know, reach their potential, trying to rise the corporate ladder, if you will. And yeah, it's not your average. It just so happens, you know, I'm gay, right. So I want to put on, you know,
right, exactly.
It's like, it yeah, just like so that. Happens that it's a gay like cast, I'm still predominantly, because it's not all gay.
That's good. So, I like that. I'm still gonna audition.
Right? So, I got you.
Did you say it was scripted? So it's scripted.
Yeah, it's definitely scripted.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's scripted. So it's kind of like Love and Hip Hop, but not.
I
you don't want to
no,
be tied.
No, it's not. The reason why it's not Love and Hip Hop because Love and Hip Hop.
Well, you know what I mean.
Supposed to not be scripted. You just smart enough to know that it is.
You know what I mean? Like, right. So that's what I'm asking. Like,
no,
without
it's
the
not,
drama,
it's
or...
not reality at all. It's okay. Literally, I wrote everything.
It's literally
episode.
Like, a,
yeah,
okay.
We're not gonna pretend this reality. We're not, okay. Sorry, Mona, but we're not
Love
doing
it. Hip Hop is trash,
yo.
That
which
shit
one?
Is garbage.
Which one?
All of that shit.
Except Miami. I like Miami.
That shit's garbage.
I haven't watched the series premiere, but I was like, oh, I'm watching
the only
I,
thing
I
that caught me.
I just caught up on the series premiere in Miami.
The only thing that caught me in Miami, what's her name? Shalamala Malakum, right?
Oh, don't do that.
Negra. What's her name? Nah, Amada.
I don't know her name, but I know you're talking about the Dominican.
Yo, but right? Real talk. The dude that disrespected her.
Yeah, he's the only one who caught my attention. I'm Dominican. Yeah, like, yeah. I am Dominican and Portuguese. I'm Afro-Latino, so that pissed me all the way
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
like,
that was
the crazy thing. I didn't think he was really going to say it. And I was like, wow. Is this scripted or is this really how he feels? Because I'm like, if it's scripted, it's brilliant because it shows a light on a whole bunch of stuff that's going on. But if it's not scripted, that it's like again it kind of shows the light, so it was kind of
I don't
like
think it is though. That's the thing that people thought, like I've been is. On a little small parts
serious,
of reality
like,
TV, and it's not that it's scripted, but it's like, for instance, they'll take everything you say out of context.
You have conflict,
like how we're speaking right here, they will somehow spin it.
They have conflict,
but it's not like
produces,
you go in
yeah.
there with a script for reality
okay,
TV
okay.
They're not handing you a script. It's okay. just,
put
I'm
going to
put you in a messed up situation, right, and I'm going to take the worst thing you say out of that situation and right. air it on TV. That's good TV.
So when Yandy was talking on the phone and it didn't have a wire to it, who set that shit up?
Why are you?
I'm not going to.
Can you not come at the editor?
I can't
please?
Offend my political connection. Like, Yandy's the homie, so.
Nah, yeah, Yandy, I love you. Oh, yeah, shout out to the fact, do you know what I did want to ask you when you came the fuck up here? I wanted to tell you in person, don't ever fucking press me in my DM. I said some shit about Keisha Cole's mom, but I didn't mean it no kind of disrespectful way. And she was like, don't be talking about my family. Like
that's
I'm
my
like,
god
nigga,
sister. Well,
listen,
since you dropped her name, yeah. that's the mentor who took me in.
Oh, yeah,
brought
yeah.
me along the way.
We love
but,
Keisha. I'm about to meet her. Like,
that's,
you understand?
That's
you
family,
have to speak.
So.
She get me through everything. I'd be like, ooh.
But that's just how I am. I mean, you from Brooklyn. You know what it is. Yeah, like, yeah, that's family. Right. Don't disrespect my family. I don't care if they're famous or not.
I,
so that's where that came from.
I respect it.
We get our first scandal. Do we have our first scandal?
That's where it came
Lee,
from.
Good
like,
looking Lee talks about
it. But no, it was funny time. Though. So that's why I hit her up. And I'm
I
like,
respect
I was
that.
Like, nah, the podcast was funny, even though
yeah.
you threw that
yeah,
dig at my family.
She didn't disrespect me in
like,
no way.
Nah,
I
it
respect
wasn't,
where she's coming
it wasn't
from.
Malicious at all.
I just want all my listeners to know I said that shit.
Yeah,
I ain't mean it in no kind of way. You know, I'm from the projects. You know, we call people crackers. I ain't going to lie to you, yo. Listen, I've dealt with this shit in my family, so I can say that shit. But shout out to Frankie. I really do love her. I pray for Frankie. That's my man. I think Keisha Cole's mom is funny as hell. I think she's amazing.
Shout out to Frankie.
Yeah,
bank.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Listen.
Yeah, so yeah, let's
man
get
down.
Back to it.
You know what I'm saying? I remember that episode when Keisha Cole had that show and Frankie said she spent her last monies on Popeye's chicken. She said, Keisha, my last monies.
I'm not gonna do it with you. I'm
not gonna. Nah, man, moving on.
Listen, let me take
let me,
this back
me, oh
before
yeah,
we really get this,
on,
scandal. Get this scandal.
I love Shorty. I love Shorty.
We're not up there yet. This
we about to get there.
I'm glad I went off live.
You do travel a lot, though. Shout out to your finances.
Yo, stop having people pockets. We left that in 2017.
Right, then we just
talked
about
2017.
That.
Had to reel it in or something.
We had to bring it back to remind y'all.
Don't be fooled, though. I don't pay for all those flights.
That's good. Listen,
please tell
the
people.
That's one of the perks of you doing what you do. Like, you know, your,
so if y'all mad, y'all need
for.
To step it up and like, do what y'all doing. What you right. counting her pockets for?
There's plenty safe.
Yeah, half of these places I would not be going if I had to fund them.
Like,
nah,
could
we have a Skype meeting?
She got a grip.
No, vacation wise, yes, but a lot of the places you see them going, like, you know, local, like in the States, California and stuff, that's work. I'm not paying for that.
Right.
You know, no.
Okay.
I pay for the, you know, Bali and stuff like that. Other places I've been, but yeah, right. not
something yeah. like Cali or something.
That's
just
dope.
Gotta, you know.
Yeah, like I'm not.
Even that yeah. is a blessing, you know what I'm saying? You
oh, definitely, most
dope.
Definitely.
So did you feel like, you know, you being gay, has that affected you in any way in the industry? Have you gotten any skin?
No, everybody in the industry is gay.
No, I mean, that's true, but I still don't believe that that shit is acceptable.
Run it back. What'd you say?
That's the truth.
Can you tell it one more time?
Listen, as an artist, I feel like it would affect you. Yeah. Behind the scenes, no. The gays run the industry. Listen. Like, literally run the industry. Like, yeah, all the parties, like you said, like,
I'm excited.
Everybody's chilling. Everybody's doing them. There's no hiding. Everybody's doing each other too.
I can't wait to be famous.
I'm so when I heard you was coming, I was excited because I was like, oh man, somebody who's like, you know, who has experience in the industry, because a lot of people, they say they want to be in this industry and stuff, they put in work and everything like that, but they don't really know like what's up. Like, people don't know about copyrights, trademarks, like, people don't know about like simple stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I bought books on my songwriting, you know what I'm saying? This doesn't happen overnight. Like, you know what I'm saying? You have to. Like, I bought a freaking thesaurus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. You gotta invest. Like, people just think that they could just get on and they could just do a couple songs on SoundCloud and do a couple performances, and they'd be doing that for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years. Until why you think that guy, you know, that guy, that uncle, that cousin that's been rapping forever, he like 45, and you know, he might have had some credit, like he might have went silver back in like 1988, but he's still doing it and he still got a dream like Martin Luther. Like, that, like, that's how it gets to you. You have to, like, I don't know. I just kind of want people to know the real deal. Yeah, like, this is like, you got to put work in. Definitely. Like, this is not, this and is then not it's, for play,
if you even
like,
want to do it. Like, people, they only see the good side. You don't see the side that, you know, you see all these celebrities and you're like, oh, you're in the hospital for dehydration. And, you know, it sounds stupid, but it's literally like when you have somebody on your back, like, you need to be here, you need to create now, you need to do this now. You don't take care of yourself the way you should. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you literally are exhausted. I've had days when I've been in the studio literally for 36 hours straight. Like, it's a lot of work. Like, and that's the thing, is people don't want to put in the work. They just want, you know, they want the cars and half of the stuff that a lot of these people don't even really have because it's rented. It's just like you want that lifestyle. And then also with people signing contracts, you don't understand your contracts and you end up being broke. And, you know, you on Billboard, but you broke because you got to pay all that stuff back to make you look rich on television. It's just like, it's a lot of work. Like, it really is a lot of work, which is why I said, you know, I'm ready to pull away from the songwriting a bit. Like, I've been doing it for 10 years. Like, I'm tired of missing birthdays and graduations. Like, I'm not going to ever completely stop. You know, it pays the bills. But I'd like to, you know, venture in other creative aspects that allow me to still not miss things, you know, be there for important moments in my family's lives or my life, you know, like, I just want to enjoy and spend time with my people. Right. And it's so hard to do that. Like, you neglect your friends, your family, you lose a lot of friends.
I could imagine.
Like, you know, everybody thinks you're acting funny, especially the people who see you on Instagram, like, oh, you couldn't come to dinner with me, but you on a plane going to such and such. And it's like,
yo,
no,
it's business.
I'm going to work.
Right.
But then they want to come with people. You to work. It's like, you don't bring me to work.
I don't go to UPS with you.
Exactly. Like, in the truck. No, but for real. Like,
I ain't flipping burgers. Like,
I'll let you in the
show. Imagine,
can
I come to,
like,
McDonald's with you?
Right.
I get Bernie King sitting at my desk. Sitting on my desk. What you doing?
That's crazy.
Exactly. People don't understand that. And like, it's hard, especially as a songwriter. So you got to think about that too. Like, it's hard where, you know, you want to be a songwriter if you want to be it for the reasons I wanted to be, because you love music. They kind of take all the creativity out of you when you sign to a label. It's like, okay, well, I need you to be creative now, and the creative process does not work like that.
How do you do it like on like 3, 1, 2, 3, I'm creative. Like, how does that work?
You become trained, but then you have stupid reasons, like in the hospital for dehydration. Like, I've been in the hospital a few times for that, for exhaustion. But they do compensate you for that. Like, I've got writer's block a few times and they sent me to an island. So that is a cool part, but it's inspired.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, it's hard. You got deadlines. And then, not to mention, there's certain artists, I'm not going to say any names, who when you work with them, they want you to only work with them. So it's like, okay, you're working on my album for a year, maybe two, the last project, two years. You can't work with anyone but me, because anything you come up with, I want dibs on it first.
Right, because you're in that creative space.
Right.
So I need that.
So then that happens. Okay, so now you clear out your schedule. For 2 years, you're not working with any other artists. You're not, you know, bringing in any checks. And then you work on a project with them. Then the album comes out and they decide they only want two of your songs. So it's so like, wait, cool. I just wasted 2 years of my life and I'm not even getting paid off of this the way I thought.
Right.
And that's if they even pick up your two songs.
Right.
That's the whole thing, is that people don't understand. That's the artist doesn't have complete control over that. The label can say, I don't, you can be an artist and submit 30 songs and the label could only like six. And if you owe them 40 songs, guess what?
You better get back.
Six, take your ass back to the studio and do something.
Nigga, catch me outside.
Yeah, they're going to catch you outside.
That's
right, with the lawsuit, the men in black lawsuit.
Nah, that's crazy.
They put a white envelope under your door with no return address.
That's
just your first name and your middle initial. And you better owe them that shit up.
That's crazy.
People don't understand the pay structure, too. So it's like, okay.
Oh, my God.
I worked
on this.
Can
you please tell them?
I worked on this album. I mean, unless you, like I said, if you're not trying to get any credits and you're like, okay, pay me up front. But when you work with, you know, artists like Beyonce, Rihanna, Chris Brown, you're not telling them to cut you no check up front. You want to be on, you know, you want your props. Right. Now, you just worked on this album. They don't drop the album for 3-4 years. When you think you're getting money?
Oh,
when they start selling out, exactly, year six.
You get the little check.
They done dropped the album, and now you gotta wait for the sales to accumulate.
And that's not even counting streaming. That's not because nobody buying CDs no more. So now it's streaming. So you get 0.007% per stream.
Oh,
like it's
crazy.
Yeah, we get crazy out here.
And that's why people be like, oh, you know, you got this. They want to count your account. Like, oh, you got this amount of money. Yeah, I have this amount of money, but I don't know for how long. Like, I'm living off of this amount of money. I don't know when my next check gonna start rolling in. When them residuals coming.
Yo, I'm really sitting here open. That's crazy, son.
And then it'd be crazy stuff. Like, when I worked on the Britney Spears project, I wasn't picked to work with Britney Spears. You know, she didn't want me. Like, it was like she picked up one of my tracks. So, like, 2 years later, I get, you know, a check in the mail. And I'm like, what the? I mean, I ain't turning down no money.
Right.
I'm like, where does this come from? So, now I'm investigating. You know, I'm talking to my account. Like, oh, what's this? And he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I go on iTunes and I'm like, oh, I didn't even know she picked up this track. So that's the whole thing, is like people think like, oh, like a 9-to-5, you punch in, you leaving with your check. Nah, like I'm working and working and working, and I may get paid or I might not get paid. Like, I don't know.
So do you work a regular job or not?
No.
That's dope. That's dope.
You've been doing you for too long.
Yeah, like
you working a regular job, even that nigga. You that uncle.
For real. Even when I worked a regular job, like I knew I could never work a regular job. When I worked a regular job, me and my best friend worked at like Walgreens for years. Like I think like 2-3 years. Man, we was on the loudspeaker playing music on the phones. We paging each other, calling each other nicknames. Like we was we calling out together, then going to the store for his mother. Like I knew I could never. Shout out to my best friend though. I mean, he switched over to corporate. He worked at the bank. He's good. But, yeah, 9-to-5 was never me. I was calling out every time it was 80 degrees outside. Like, nah. I was a terrible employee. I'm sorry, y'all. I was a terrible employee.
I'm still a terrible employee.
Like, but I knew that's why I knew I had to make it, because I was a terrible employee.
I thought it was just me. I'll go in to set up financially, but I'm like, you know, I can't stay. Like, you shouldn't even want to keep me. Like,
right.
I mean, I'm always put my best foot forward. Not for y'all though.
Exactly.
Like if I put my best foot forward, it's because like the store manager who I got a crush on is there. Or because like I was told that if you do good work, they're gonna send you home early. Like when I was working at Nike, I used to call them from my house. Like, yo, y'all cutting hours? Yo, they used to be like, yeah, cut mine.
Yo,
cut mine.
That's how we met.
Hell yeah. Yep, we met at Nike. I was working at Nike and Top Shop, and I was going to school, and I was like, yo, y'all cutting hours? They used to be like, today looks, cut mine. Cut mine. Because I was supposed to leave 10 minutes ago, and I ain't leave. Train's running crazy. I can't make it.
That's
it. Like, I used to call Top Shop. I remember they tried to give me 16 hours one week. I said, what are you doing? I work 8 hours. I just want 2 4-hour
Yo,
shifts.
Yo, I remember that.
And that's
oh my
it.
God.
That's
you
it.
You really did that with Nike.
Yeah.
Yo,
what
my
are you
because,
doing?
All right, so like I was full time. So I got like, I had like 40 hours a week and stuff. So her, guys, because I'm trying to like see her because it's my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, Lee, where you working? So I'm looking. I'm like, damn, Lee, you got like 18 hours. She said, I have 18 hours. I said, where? You need to go talk to them. You need to get this chicken. She go in and talk about, now I got 6.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I ain't here to work. What are you talking about?
Lee was me, yo.
Yo.
But that's good. That's good. They
I got other shit
they
to
think
do.
Like it's bad. Oh, it was bad. You a bad employee. No, that just means I'm going to be a boss. That's
so,
what that means.
So since we're speaking on jobs, let me ask this question, because this is something that I struggle with. How did you take that leap did you already have it lined up? Or did you have to just take that leap of faith? You know what I mean? Like that leap that's like, you know what? I'm going to quit my goddamn job and I'm going to do this. Like,
well,
how you feel about that? Let's get your opinion.
I feel like you definitely should take that leap. But I can't speak from experience. I was blessed enough to have my family not make me work when I was in college. They're like, you have your whole life to work. So I was, like I said, I started out when I was in college.
Right.
So I already had, you know, a little money in the bank. And then when I decided to get the job, it was mainly because my mom was like, all right, tuition is killing me. And now you want sneakers and you want this. So it was just like play money.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was something to do after a while. Like it was just something to do. So I had the luxury of being able to just do me for a while. Like by the time it was time for me to pay bills, I was already established.
Okay.
But I do feel like you need to take that leap. Like
I take the leap.
Like you have to quit your job. If you're comfortable if you're making a paycheck. Right. You know, you making $400 or $500 a week and your rent is only, you know, a G, you okay. Like you comfortable. I don't know what you're doing with it. You not probably having any extra money, but you comfortable enough where you don't need it. Like you need it. You need to be hungry. Like, nah, this is not enough. Right. You know, like when you live a certain lifestyle, it's like, okay, this is not enough. And there's not a certain amount of hours that you can work to bring in this money. So it's like, okay, all that overtime and it's still not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So now you need to figure it out. So I feel like you definitely should quit your job. As long as you have that paycheck to fall back on, you're not going to reach your full potential.
Mm.
Like, that's a fact.
I don't feel like you are.
That's some deep shit.
I quit jobs. Yeah, I'm independent for months.
I'm scared.
When I moved to England in August, I just was like, I'm out. Like, I don't want to work here no more. Like, I remember walking to 7-Eleven.
But see, the fact that you're saying you're scared means
let
that
me tell
you're good.
Right, let me tell
that
you,
you're good right now.
Comfy.
So you're scared to not be good.
All
right,
so hold on.
And that's the thing. You got to not be good.
All right, so let's break it down. Let's break it down, right? So, all right. Boom, I have a good job. I have a salary job, whatever. I work 40 hours, but I have a different schedule that I arrange so that I only work 4 hours a week. So I literally work 4 days a week. So I'll work 10 hours a day just so I can have 3 days off. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm in the studio. So what I'm working on now is getting a production deal and then saving up enough money so that I can quit. But I think the saving up enough money, because I read a lot of spiritual books and stuff, that is the fear. Like I feel like I just need to fucking quit and then things are gonna fall in line, because I know how much work you put in. But it's just like that, like I got a car payment to worry about, I got insurance to worry about, like I got bills, you feel me?
But how
so
much
it's like
is enough? Enough,
damn,
is never
like,
enough.
I mean, you're absolutely right. But right now, I'm still staying with my parents. So I'm like trying my very best to save up and shit. You feel what I'm saying? But I got bills. So I'm like, yo, if I quit, like, and this happened and this don't happen, but I know that's the universe. So I just wanted the people to hear you saying that and hear my situation and me saying and admitting I'm scared to do this, but this is what I should be doing. If you really believe in yourself, you need to take that
exactly
leap.
Like you,
like 2018
basically
is that, yeah.
you're doubting yourself if you're
that's
scared
the fact. Like,
because what are you scared mm-hmm. of? That you're not gonna get the money
right?
So
exactly. So what's it gonna happen?
Yeah,
you gonna, I
like,
give the car back and I hop
money,
on the train
exactly
like
if you have to get the money, you're gonna get the
no,
money.
That's a fact. Like my supervisor actually this week was like, yo, this is a position, it's a crazy pay boost, like it's Monday through Friday, you should apply. I was like, no, I can't have Monday through Friday because I need my 2 days off at least. I can't do it. She's like, yo, you have the best. You on the floor. You the best one. You need to go after this position. I'm like, yo, I don't want to be here. Like, I do not want this position because I do not want to make a good amount of money. I'm 25 making $65,000. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's comfy.
Holy
like,
shit.
That's comfy.
I
with
need
that
to rearrange my life.
That, why you think I don't want to leave, my nigga? I'm not making
nah,
that
leave.
Much, but I'm making
fuck
enough to be comfortable.
Enough that's two pay grades
right.
higher than me, so you could just imagine. So am I really, I'm not working like a McDonald's job, so it's like, damn, like what should I do? Like, so I want people to hear, like, if
you
from your
take
mouth
if that's where you
it,
if
like,
that's where you want to be, you need to, you got to take the leap.
Hell yeah, I want you to say that so you can inspire somebody.
You definitely have to, like, it's sure. the only
nigga,
way
inspire
if
you,
think,
you
if you think
nigga,
about
I
it like
already,
that
40
hours
2018 I'm quitting my job in 2018
for real, that 40 hours like, you putting into the job, you could be putting into your craft.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So listen,
I ain't going back to a job after this year. That's it. Listen,
yo, 2018 I'm quitting my job at the end of this year.
At the end of the day, I graduated college, I was blessed to graduate college. Listen, If I ain't got it, you just ain't got it. And okay, I bought sneakers. Mind your business. Like,
right.
Who didn't know it ain't $50?
First off, it's sneakers. As long as it's not another bill. Like a one-time fee. That's the way I see it. One-time fee is whatever. But like,
I hate
bills,
when people be hitting me with that. Don't create another bill. They be like, oh, you want to quit your job so bad, but you got this, this, and that. First of all, relax. Like, I'm sorry. Does a house cost $999? No. I'm sorry. Have you ever walked up to the financial aid department in your school and be like, I want to pay the rest of my school loans off. I only owe them $25. No, so shut
it's
up.
Pennies.
It's like, shut up. Nah, I don't care. I'm not going back. I came back to New York. I'm putting some more money away, but I know I'm out. Mentally, I'm already going. I think they know because sometimes when they talk to me, I act like I don't hear it, but I hear it. But I just feel like if you just stand still, they won't see it. And they be repeating themselves, and I'm like, oh.
And the funny thing is, y'all laughing, but this is actually what happens. Like, I've seen this. Like, she's on the radio talking to me, and they're like, Lee, we need a size 3. Mm. And she like, anyway, yo, so, and I'm like, Lee, they calling you. They in my ear saying, Zoe, tap Lee. Why can't she hear you? My arm don't work. I ain't no snitch.
Don't be telling. And the crazy thing is, Nike was going to promote me, too, and I messed that up. Way before. Yeah.
Every podcast, yo, fuck they Nike flushing, yo.
They was definitely going to promote me, but I knew I couldn't take it. If I took it, I would have been comfy. It was. Right. It's a company I've always wanted to work for, so if I had taken the promotion, I would have stunted my growth.
Oh, dear.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just really I'm really, really happy that I didn't take it. I'm like so happy that I always quit my jobs. Like, people always tell me, like, yo, it's weird. You always have a job, but you never have a job. I love that, you know, I can go back whenever. I just don't. But, you know, I'm to whoever is listening, if you're in that space, I think you should take the leap and believe in yourself. I'm not a religious person. I'm very spiritual. I believe in the universe and I believe in myself, and I think you should do the same. You opened up. You're an idiot. Like, you opened up my eyes to a lot, though. Like, I'm really proud of you. You know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing, and you young. You young. You black. You gifted, and you gay. And that's what's
you
up.
Cool with me. You
cool with this? Look, Zoe feel like your brothers. Look,
we here.
That's what's up. Like, we really proud of you. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go ahead and wrap this up, but it's been amazing talking to you.
Definitely.
You,
thank you for having me.
Yeah,
definitely. Been amazing.
Thank you for coming. Like, it was crazy because I seen her on somebody else's Instagram and she had commented, like, yo, I listened to the podcast, Lee got me crying. And I was like, oh shit, I'm good at this. Like,
I was like, dying, I'm good at this.
That's when I knew. I'm like, you know, I'm doing my thing. But thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Zoe, you got anything?
Nah, I'm thank you for coming.
Yeah, yo.
Definitely, I'm so glad that you came and kept
Let's stay in touch. Let's definitely stay in touch.
I mean, you have my connection.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah, so
we're going to do some things this year. Nah, we're going to curate a show this year. You know, you should definitely
we need to do that.
That
shit this year. We traveling, we going on a wholesome dyke tour.
Yeah, hold up. I need this on that.
All right, so yeah, we're going on. We try to make this happen. We're supposed to go to Louisiana, but you're right.
We have this
wholesome dyke tour. We going every city we hit. We gonna check out the music scene. Mm-hmm. We gonna check out the gay scene. We just gonna check it out. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna do a live show.
I don't have gay friends, so I'm around for that.
I don't even like gay people. I'm just playing. I love everybody. I don't like none of you.
Oh, we leaving out of 2017, man.
All
black gays come together. LGBT. We all coming together.
Yo, like, listen. Can you honestly tell me real quick before we wrap this up? We about to go. The LGBTQ, what does it mean? I just know that I like girls. I'm gonna be dead serious. And I know it's people like me that didn't pay attention.
I know that.
Because I don't want to, like, I don't identify with none of that. I just feel like being gay is not something that you should use
lesbian,
to identify me.
I'm dead. I identify as a lesbian.
No, I mean, I can, yes, but I don't think it's important as who I am.
No, it's not.
I'm a person. I'm gifted. I'm grinding. Why the fuck do it matter that I like girls? But what does it mean?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, right? And then queer,
which I don't really know what's up. Yeah. Like, what do you mean queer?
Can I just be honest? Gay people go out of their way to say, don't label me, and be giving themselves all the fucking labels.
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, I just want to put that out there. We're going to wrap this up.
You're giving me anxiety, Lee. You know.
This is me, good looking Lee. We signing out. This is the Thank Me Later podcast. Miss New York Times on Instagram. Thank you so much for coming through.
Twitter, Instagram.
Thank
you. Follow me.
Yeah, yeah.
Say that one more time.
at Ms. New York Times. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Follow me.
I'm about to follow you right now. I'm about to follow you too. She got on a dad hat with her Instagram name.
I'm out here.
That's all about lit. The marketing and merchandising. I see you.
That's lit, yo.
When you around for 10 years, you know how
you
to
got
do it.
A, you heard?
Facts. Yo, we off this, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.